ABC News Radio.
The latest information is they're still fighting to get control of it, but the areas are evacuated. There's still areas on notice for evacuation at short notice. And about so far there's been about 1,000 houses evacuated at last count, with lots of people in those houses, obviously. And in a small community such as Nelson, that's quite a large number.
So how big is Nelson, and how close are the fires coming to these homes?
Maybe don't quote me on this. I think it's around 30,000 people. And the fire has destroyed one home that we're aware of, and it's come right up to the front gardens and a lot of them. So it's a rural residential area, plus some townships are in the area.
So
they've been evacuated.
So are you helping the evacuees? Is that the role of the Red Cross here?
Yes, the role of Red Cross is we're the human touch. We're the de-escalating, help with anxiety, stress. The people have, you know, been evacuated out of their homes at short notice. They have forgotten things, they've got other things. They're worried about their animals, they're worried about their kids. And they're worried about their livelihoods. Some people can't get equipment they need to work, so they're out of work. The community here has been fantastic. It's really rallied together. We've got donations coming in. We've got people cooking. We've got people opening up their houses to evacuations. Wherever we go, people are saying thank you very much. The community's doing great. And people from around New Zealand have been mobilised throughout the different armed forces, fire, police, Red Cross, all through the country. You don't assume anybody is local. There are locals here, but there are also many people from around New Zealand here.
Mm. And I gather these blazes have been burning for at least a week now, and strong winds are still forecast. So is there
very hot temperatures,
which of course we are familiar with too here in Australia, having bushfires here this summer. But is this a concern that these fires could actually become worse?
Yes, there is. So that's why they've got further townships on short notice evacuation if needed. And it's very fluid, so it changes. They open up cordons for restricted access in, and we're on those cordons helping the people. And then they have to shut them because the wind changes or picks up and it's too dangerous, so they get people out again. So people are getting pretty stressed, but the support that is provided by the community and services like Red Cross is really helping the situation. And we get told that we have people in tears, we have people coming in yelling at each other, and then de-escalating, finding accommodation for them, finding food, finding toiletries. You know, the simple things like a toothbrush that they haven't had for 2 days can make a big difference. Petting their dog and making sure the dog's got food and water, giving the kids a hug or a balloon or a lollipop. With the parents' permission, it really makes a difference for them.
So it's
really good to be on the ground here, and it's really nice to have the Red Cross on, because people see that and they know that we're there for them. We're a lot of people here for either property or to get the fire under control or to make sure all traffic's working, etc. But we're here just for the human side of things.
Yeah, that's the thing you hear, isn't it? I was going to say, that's the thing you hear with these tragedies that could come to communities, that people really band together when they're faced with this sort of threat.
It's been fantastic.
It sounds
And even the tourists are helping. So
that's great.
They come up. Yeah, it's great. Even the Australians, you know. And we've got people who have helped in the Australian fires here as well. So they're bringing some good experience to the teams as well.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.